This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You're around someone and they tell you, just say this, and it's a lie. The fasting person, if they're fasting the authentic fast, they're not going to say things that Allah is not pleased with. Nor are they going to do things that Allah is not pleased with. Right? So when you're around that person, you're going to, by default, be around a person that is of good. They're doing good things. They speak well of people. They're very positive because they are fasting from those prohibited actions. And even the fact that you're fasting from food and drink is a sign, inshallah, of bi'idhnillah, with the intention that one could be rewarded for that. Who remembers any hadith of the Prophet that we mentioned on this? One hadith. Hadith we mentioned. Whoever doesn't leave off what? Bad speech, ignorance, and acting upon it, then Allah is not what? Allah is not in need of? Not. I mean, you could say his hunger. But somewhat, yeah. Then Allah is not in need of his or her abstaining from eating or drinking. So now we're going to get to sadaqah, the next portion of the hadith. It's a short portion made parts in, inshallah. قال رحمه الله تعالى وقوله وأمركم بالصدقة فإن مثل ذلك مثل رجل أسره العدو فأوثقوا يده منه إلى عنقه وقدموه ليضربوا عنقه فقال أنا أفتدي منكم بالقليل والكثير ففدى نفسه منهم. So he mentions this portion of the hadith talking about sadaqah. He says that Yahya was telling the people, John was telling the people, and I order you to do charity, to give sadaqah. For verily the parable of that is a parable of a man that has been captured by his enemies. And they tied his hands to his neck. And then they proceeded to come close to him to chop his head off. And then he said, I will ransom myself for you for any amount. And then he was able to ransom himself. This is the parable. This is the likeness that he gives charity to a person that has his hand tied to his neck. And the enemy was going to come and chop his head off. And then he said, look, I'll give you as much qalil wa kathir. And then they let him go. Right? So Ibn Qayyim says to this, rahimahullah ta'ala, هذا أيضا من كلام الذي برهانه وجوده ودليله برهانه وجوده ودليله وقوعه. He said, this is also proof that its proof is in its existence, and it's also when it's the fact that it takes place. And then he says, فَإِنَّ لِلصَّدَقَةِ تَأْثِيرًا عَجِيبًا فِي دَفْعِ أَنْوَاءِ الْبَلَى. He said, for verily, in charity is a magnificent or an amazing way in warding off the trials. Sadaqah, charity. And then he says, وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِنْ فَاجِرٍ أَوْ مِنْ ظَالِمٍ. Even if this charity was from a disobedient person or an oppressor. Then he says, rahimahullah, بَلْ مِنْ كَافِرٍ. What did he say here? Even if from a non-Muslim. He says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَدْفَعُ بِهَا عَنْهُ أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repels with it from all types of tests. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ مَعْلُومٌ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ خَاصَّتُهُمْ خَاصَّتِهِمْ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. And this is an affair that is well known amongst the people, those that understand, and the general folk as well. وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ مُقِرُّونَ بِهِ لِأَنَّهُمْ قَدْ جَرَّبُوا. And he said, all of mankind is well aware of this and affirm this because they have experienced it. And then he mentions a hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, وَقَدْ رَوَى التِّرْمَذِيُّ فِي جَامِعِهِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنَسِ بْنِ مَالِكٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَالْ إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ تُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ وَتَدْفَعُ مَيْتَةَ السُّوءِ. And he said that verily, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily charity relinquishes the anger of Allah, of the Lord, just as it repels the evil, the affliction. And this hadith is authenticated by Ibn Hibban, and it was Hasan Gharib in At-Tirmidhi. And then he says here, وكما أنها تطفئ غضب الرب فهو تطفئ الذنوب والخطايا كما يطفئ الماء النار. He says, just as it relinquishes the anger of Allah, صدقة, he says that verily it relinquishes the sins and the bad deeds just like water does to fire. And he says, وفي الترمذي عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال كنت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر. معاذ بن جبل said that I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was traveling. فأصبحت يوما قريبا منه ونحن نسير. And then I woke up and I became close to him. Like during the travel journey, there was a portion where I was close to him. Or it could be أصبحت يوما, يعني understood as أصبحت يوما, and I woke up that day or I became close to him. And while we're traveling, ونحن نسير. فقال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير. The Prophet ﷺ asked him a rhetorical question. He said, shall I not guide you to that door of the doors of good? He said, الصوم جنة. He said, fasting is a shield. والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار. He said, and charity relinquishes the bad just as water eliminates and relinquishes fire. So Ibn al-Qayyim made that statement earlier, and then he gives his proof. And this is the manners and methodology of the scholars. And he said, وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجْلِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ شَعَارُ الصَّالِحِينَ. And then he said, and the prayer of a man in the middle, in the depths of the night, is the characteristic or the sign of the righteous people. And then he mentions the verse, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَضْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And I'm going to ask all of you this question. So, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this hadith, and I'll mention it one more time, because I want to see if we're able to be the fuqaha tonight, or the usuliyun, the people from Islamic law. The Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not guide you to a door shall I not guide you to the doors of good? And he said, fasting is a shield. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and charity relinquishes the evil just as water relinquishes fire, or puts out fire, or extinguishes fire, right? He said, وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجُلِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ شَعَارُ الصَّالِحِينَ. And the prayer of the man in the middle of the night is from the signs of the, what? Righteous people. And then he recites the verse. The verse that speaks about the people that are righteous. He said, their sides are separated from their places of sleep, the places that they rest. Then what did they do? They call on their Lord in fear and in anguish from what we have provided from them, they spend. Okay? So this verse here, why did the Prophet ﷺ mention this verse and this context? What was the context for him to mention this verse? So what subject matter are we talking about now? Charity, right? And charity was compared to be what? What was the comparison of charity? Okay, that's one of them, that it protects us from the anger of Allah. And that charity also what?
Wipes away the sins.
Just like? Exactly, no. Just like fire extinguishes with water. And then he mentioned that verse, that the sides of the righteous people are separated from their places of rest, right? And they call on their Lord in fear of Him. And from what we have given them, they spend. Why is this verse important in this context?
It supports the argument.
Okay, the Usuliyun, the people of Usul al-Fiqh, the people of Islamic law, this is the process of extracting a ruling from a proof. The first thing is they have a proof, right? And then they say, okay, is every word in this verse the proof? No. But the context of the verse could be the proof. But then they get more deeper. They say, okay, where in this verse is the highlighted portion that establishes our argument? I'm just giving you a process of Islamic law. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So for example, if I say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything on this earth knows Allah. Every single thing on this earth knows Allah. And then somebody says, what's your proof? I say the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Right? Okay, where is the proof in this? Alameen, not Alhamdulillah. لا كل الناس يعلم الله فطرة
لو يعلمون الله لآمنوا به.
نعم هذا على حسب أي علم. كل الناس عندهم فطرة يعني أنهم يعني الله عليم يعرفون أن الله موجود يعرفون وجوده في نفسهم. ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى شهدنا. فالعالم عالمين can mean a sign, and what scholars say عالمين from علم. So everything on this earth is aware of Allah's presence. So the highlighted portion, they call it the shahid, is alameen. Wajhud dalala, this is step two. What is your argument from this? Okay, you told me this portion of the verse. What's your proof? This is where the scholarly exercise comes in. What I just told you. Allah said alameen. Alameen means knowledge, or the things that have knowledge, which is a sign, which is translated to mean the worlds. Right? So when we say that, Allah is its Lord. So it is well aware of Allah being its Lord. Rabbul Alameen. So that's the argument to establish the proof. So this is the process that scholars go through. So if I say, Allah said, Aqimu Salah. I say prayer is obligatory. How? You say, Aqimu is an imperative verb. It's an order to do the Salah. So therefore, that's the process they go through. Just for you to go understand, you know, a small example of how scholars extract proof. So here, he says their sides are removed from their mattresses or their places of rest. They call on their Lord in fear, and from what we have given them, they spend. Where's the highlighted portion in this verse? Yes, that they spend. Okay, continue. Who? Right. The ones that spend are the ones that do what? Qiyam al-layl. What kinds of people do Qiyam al-layl? The fajr? The disobedient person? The righteous person. Because this verse is talking about Ibad al-Rahman. Right? So that's how you establish a proof in Islam, in this way. So that's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this verse to explain, look, there's special kind of people that do this. Not everyone does this. Right? So when you're talking to people, well, I give sadaqah. Why? You know who gives sadaqah? The people that pray in the middle of the night. How do you know? Allah said in the Quran. Right? Then you establish the proof. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions this verse, and this is all to show the virtue of sadaqah, of giving. And in conclusion, sadaqah is very, very beautiful, because what is so beautiful about sadaqah is that you give and you what? You don't what? You don't expect what? A tax return. I'm sorry. You don't expect
to be repaid.
Exactly. If you have any, and this is a higher level, if you have any desire to receive anything in return, how and when? That'd be a loan, right? It wouldn't be sadaqah, right? But if sadaqah, if you expect something from sadaqah, when would it be? Like the mu'min. In the next life. So sadaqah could be a form of investment. When? For what? Jannah. It could be an investment. So when one does a fundraiser, I'm about to get deep here, and it may hit some people. Are we ready? If one gives charity because of the tax return and that is their motivation, I know we've never heard of this before. Let me just tell you what happens. I know none of you have never heard of this before. None of you have never heard of this before. There are people on the earth. Right? There's people. I've heard this before. Right? They give charity at a fundraiser and a lot of money because they're going to get it back. I know you don't believe me. I know you don't believe me. This is why they give it. Okay? But some people give it because they want reward from Allah. They don't care if they're going to see it in this life. They don't care if their name is mentioned. That's not their motivation. And getting a tax return is good, but they're just going to get that back and go give charity again. Right? So it all goes back to that first hadith that is in books of hadith, which is what? Innamal a'malu bin niyat. That verily actions are judged by intentions. When you give something and the framework of it is to give and not want anything back, not want anything back, that is the true sadaqah. And in this particular case, it will serve as water that extinguishes the fire of sin. And it will extinguish the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what Ibn al-Qayyim is mentioning here, particularly in this portion of the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are sincere, whether we're giving a dollar or $100 or $1,000 in anything that we give. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the inhabitants of any sadaqah that we give that which benefits them and brings them closer to Allah by understanding His manifestation of risk, of provisions. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. No. It's a proof, yani dalil. على الصدق كما يقول الصدقة برهان قد يكون على الصدق الشخصي